What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 141. All right. So one of the questions that I get, you know, both like through social media, through, you know, just kind of offline conversations is, how do I actually know if he's the right man for me to spend the rest of my life with? How do I know that she's the right woman for me to spend the rest of my life with? How do I know if this business partnership is going to go anywhere? Well, here it is. If someone shows you who they are, believe them. So most of you don't know this because I got kind of a crazy story for you. But I actually used to be in a band and we were, fairly good. Anyways, I don't want to ruin the story. It's coming up here in a second, but it's pretty wild, but it's really going to drive the point home. So I want to make sure that if you are in that situation where it's like, do I want to link up business partners with this person? Do I want to, you know, marry this person? Do I want to have this person as a friend of mine, right? Like, we're always making those decisions. And so I think that this is something that can be a really, really good way of having that system in place to make sure that you're not ever in a bad spot like I was. And also too, if you're not on our email list at Crosso Meets, you probably have missed this, but we just came out with what is called our Alpha Blend. Now, if you're like me, maybe you have a weak stomach. Maybe you can't eat liver. Now, liver, guys, it is insanely good for us. The amount of nutrients, the bioavailability of those nutrients, the minerals, everything else, insanely good for us. But like anything else, it has to taste awful because it is so good for us. In fact, it like makes me gag when I eat liver by itself. So what we were able to do is to talk our processor into doing our Alpha Blend. That's where you take a little bit of liver, you infuse it with ground beef, you can make your hamburgers, your tacos, your spaghetti sauce, whatever it is, and actually be getting liver into your diet without having the gag reflex like I do when I eat it. So make sure, go to crossomeats.com, grab some of that Alpha Blend, get yourself a little more healthy, get the right nutrients, and make it easy. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board. We have a couple of really, really cool guests coming up the next few weeks. So I am really excited about kind of getting some guests rolling again. Like I said before, sometimes when things get crazy, schedules get crazy, everything else, trying to bring on people that have a ton of value, it can be really, really hard to get all the schedules lined up. And then also I'm busy because, you know, we kind of have a few different businesses that we run around here. And so, so we'll do a solo episode this week, may end up being another one next week. And then the week after that, we'll have a super cool guest that I'm really excited for. We'll kind of see how everything shakes out. But having said that, I want to tell you something that I think can help so many different people if you actually stick to it. And this is what it is. If someone shows you who they are, believe them. So one of the questions that I've been asked before is, you know, how do I know if I'm getting ready to marry the right person? How do I know if I'm getting ready to go into business with the right people? How do I know if the people that are around me are people that should be around me, right? Like, those are questions that I think a lot of us have. And I do believe that most times people will show you who they are, right? They may not tell you who they are, but people will show you who they are. So let's go down memory lane here a little bit. I got kind of a wild story for you. So something that most of you probably don't know is I used to be in a band, actually a pretty good band. Now, I don't mean like we were famous or anything, but I mean, if I do say so myself, we were pretty good, had a couple CDs and all that type of stuff. This is like back in college years. We used to play a lot in the university town where we were, did a bunch of shows, even played in front of some record label executives, and got some really, really good feedback from them. So like we weren't famous by any stretch of the imagination, but we were pretty good. If I do say so myself, the best band in that area. And there's a lot of bands up there in college towns, right? So having said that, we were probably, I don't know, maybe a year and a half into kind of this whole band thing. I mean, really a couple of years, but like probably a year and a half into kind of being serious with it. And all of a sudden this guy kind of comes out of nowhere and he is telling us he wants to be our manager. And, you know, a bunch of, 21, 22-year-old kids, whatever we were like, heck yeah, we need a manager, right? And he starts talking about how he knows all of these people and he knows all of these bands and he spent time in Southern California and the rock scene. Like, he's got all these connections and everything else. And we're all like, okay, cool. That's great. Like, we want to be rock stars because, I mean, again, at like 20, 21 years old, like, who doesn't want to be a rock star? And so we kind of start this relationship with him. And he actually does get us a couple of gigs and like things are going okay, but there was like kind of a few red flags. So we ended up having to go and get our singer in the band who went like full rock star mode over one weekend and got stuck in Portland. And so we had to drive over there and, you know, our new kind of band manager, if we're going to call him that, went with us. And so it was me and, you know, like two of my friends and then him. And so we're driving over there. And we're going to get our singer and he just like starts pounding beers on the way over there. Right. And it's like, whatever. Okay. And he was like quite a bit older than us. He's probably like, I don't know, 15 years older, you know, he's probably close to 40. And kind of when you're a kid sometimes or younger, it's hard to be like, dude, don't do that. Like we probably shouldn't be driving down the freeway toward Portland with you like slamming beers and having to stop to pee every 15 minutes because you're pounding beers while we're doing like anyways, but it was kind of like, oh man, then maybe this is like rock and roll, right? There's like that part of you. And so we get there and it was like the craziest thing. We're walking up the stairs to the second story of this hotel. And this guy just like whips it out and starts peeing all over the place. Like not in a bathroom, not like we are literally walking up the stairs and I turn around and this guy is peeing like on the staircase. And it was like, whoa, that's really weird. And like, he had just got hammered drunk basically on our way over there. Obviously couldn't find a bathroom, I guess. Like, I don't even know. Just super weird, right? Super, super weird. And really like I remember just being like, this guy's a freaking idiot. You know, like, I don't care who he knows, like he's an idiot. But you know, when you're maybe like an optimistic person or you want to see the best in people, you kind of are like, oh, you know, maybe just drank too much. Like, you know, there's this and there, like, it's really easy for us to kind of start making excuses for people, right? Like, I mean, you've probably been there in relationships where it's like, oh, well, yeah, but you know, he's a good guy or yeah, she's a little crazy, but you know, she means well, right? Like so many of us do that. And that was the way it was for us. Is, you know, cause, one of my buddies, he played bass that was there and me and him are like, dude, what? Like, you can't have a manager doing this. And then we're like, you know, it's probably just a one-time deal. Like just drank too much. Like we've all been there, you know, kind of justifying it. Right. So anyways, we get our singer, we head back and kind of over the course of the next few months, like things just get crazier and crazier. Like he ends up coming into our house. He had stolen, like, believe it or not, like stolen my state championship football ring out of my dresser when I wasn't there, and ended up like stashing it by a dumpster down by one of the, like, just weird stuff, right? And so anyways, like, needless to say, after a couple of months of him really not doing anything he said he was going to do and you know, just super bizarre behavior and everything else, it was like, okay, we're done. And that was kind of like one of my first instances of, like, if someone shows you who they are, believe them, because he said all the right things, right? I mean, again, like, put yourself in the situation to where you're young, maybe you have all these goals. I mean, how often do we see like all these superstars get taken advantage of? Because most times we don't believe people when they show us. Now, it's really easy for people to tell us, right? Because again, like I said, like, put yourself in my shoes where you're, you know, 20, 21 years old, whatever we were, you're young, you have no idea what the music industry is about. All you're looking for is anybody that can help you because, again, like, we had no clue. Like, you know, we wanted to be rock stars. We wanted to do all this stuff. You know, we got all these people showing up at our shows all the time, you know, or, I mean, not all these, it wasn't like it was thousands or anything, but you know what I mean? Like, we started, we kind of had a following and like when we would go places, people would show up. And so being young, we're just like, man, we just want anybody who can help us. Anybody who knows anybody, right? That's all we want. We just want a shot. We want to play in front of bigger crowds. We want to get in front of the right executives, like things like that. And so we were willing to essentially overlook all the other stuff of this guy telling us exactly who he was. But that happens so often. I mean, think about it in your own life. Have you ever had like that boyfriend or that girlfriend to where it was like, you know, the first date was great and the second date was good. And then by like the third or the fourth date, they do something. You're like, huh, that's kind of odd. But man, he's so cute. Or man, she's just beautiful, right? Or, you know, they're so funny most of the time. And yeah, I mean, there is kind of that one little thing over there. It's kind of a weird thing. But it's like really what's happening at that point is they're showing you who they are. And I look at so many of these different business partnerships that go down the drain, marriages, relationships, all these different things. And it's always like, well, what went wrong? And it's like, well, like you overlooked who this person is. Maybe it's not even that they're a bad person. I mean, the guy with us, like he was a wacko, right? Like turned out, I mean, stuff that I don't even want to talk about, like wild, wild stuff with this dude. But the reality is that we saw those red flags like right away. Just with some weird stuff, you know, just some of the things that he was doing. Like he showed us exactly who he was, but we wanted to gloss over it. We wanted to be rock stars. So it didn't matter how maybe wild he was, crazy he was, whatever. All we knew is that, hey, we want to see the best and we want to believe this person because basically we were desperate. And that happens so often in business. I mean, even in marriages, right? Like maybe you get to a certain point in your life or a certain age and it's like, I got to get married, right? Like, you know, I'm 40 years old, whatever it is, you know, I don't even know the age, but you know, maybe it's 25 for certain people, but it's like, man, like my clock's ticking. Everyone else is getting married. I just got to find somebody that will marry me. And then you end up in this horrible situation because really what you're doing is you're not actually listening to who these people are. In my opinion, when it comes to like politics, this is one of the biggest things that I see is that you get these politicians that will go out there and they will say some of the best things that you've ever heard. They'll tell you how you're a victim. They'll tell you why the system's got you down. They'll tell you how they're going to fix it. And then nothing ever changes, right? So again, it's like when people show us who you are, if you're a slippery, greasy politician, and that's how you've gotten to the point where you are, I don't care what you say. I'm going to see what you've done, what you do now, what you're willing to do in order to maybe get power. I mean, think about it this way. Like there's literally cities in our country who have been ran by the same exact person, right? Not literally the same person, but the same person in terms of how they talk, how articulate they are, how charismatic they are, what they say. And it's the same person. It's just, you know, it's a different physical person, but it's the same person, right? And they just keep getting reelected and people keep getting screwed. And it's like, why do we keep getting screwed? Why do we keep electing these people that don't ever get anything done? And it's because, really, you're just listening to what they say. You're not actually watching who they are. And I get that there's a lot of nuance when you're trying to make these judgments. But I guess the big thing that I wanted to talk to you about today, because as you know, some of our businesses grow, and as we kind of move further down the path in certain things, you know, partnerships become more important. You know, being around the right people, I believe, becomes more important. And so I think that it's so vital to like our growth and our success and our relationships and everything else to really take a step back when you're exploring opportunities and say, hey, this person showed me who they are. And that can be both good and bad, right? Like there's some people that you'll enter into relationships with and it'll be like, man, like every test, they pass it. Like they showed me that they are a good, honest, trustworthy person. Great. That's who I want to jump into bed with, right? Like business terms, not literally. So the same thing goes on the other side of this. So when I get questions like, you know, how do I know if she's the one? How do I know if he's the one? And I think, honestly, you already know. You already know. I mean, like I even go back to my marriage with Jess, right? When we decided to get married, like the reality is that like probably a couple years into dating, I knew that she was the one that I wanted to marry. I didn't do it because I probably have like some commitment issues maybe or something like that. So it took me a lot longer. But the reality is that like we'd been together long enough to know like, hey, is this somebody I want to be with? Is this someone who I know who they are? And once those answers are yes, then I think you can make the decisions on whether or not to move forward with that relationship, right? I mean, you hear it so often with marriages and things like that that come to an end. It's like, oh, I mean, I just can't, I was just blindsided by this. And it's like, no, you weren't. Most times you weren't. Like, I get it. Sometimes dudes go through a midlife crisis and they, you know, they completely change who they are or something like that. And the wife really is caught off guard by it. Like I have heard some stories where it's like, yeah, the dude like legitimately hit like 40 years old and decided he wanted to get a Porsche and, you know, hang out at the strip clubs every night because he felt like his life was going down the tube or whatever, right? Probably a whole different conversation on how to maybe deal with some of those emotions and thoughts and everything else. But like that to me is very rare. Usually it's like, oh yeah. Like I remember hearing a story about somebody who was like cheating right before they got married. And it was like, you know, once the marriage happens though, he'll stop cheating. And it's like, no, like, you know who he is. You know who he is at this point. Like he showed you, he's not going to be faithful. Now, if you're okay with that, then fine. Yeah. Go ahead and get married. Right. Like if you're okay with that, then I mean, how am I going to tell you not to be okay with something if you're okay with it? Right. But there is the thing is, it's like if someone was cheating on you right before you got married, chances are that after you get married, he'll probably continue cheating on you or she'll continue cheating on you, right? Like they've shown you who they are and chances are that's who they'll continue to be. Now, again, like I do believe in grace. I believe in forgiveness. I believe in all of those things. And us as people can always change. But if you're expecting that a marriage is going to make somebody change, probably going to come into a rude awakening, right? Like if you think that having a ceremony is going to take somebody who is doing all of these things that are red flags for you in your relationship and completely change them, that probably not going to happen. You're probably going to be one of those people that are like, oh my gosh, caught me off guard when she cheated on me. You know, I mean, I know that she was kind of running around a little bit before, but I thought for sure once we got married that, you know, everything was going to be great because we made the commitment to be, you know, exclusive at that point. You know, that was the commitment. And I just can't believe that, you know, she cheated. It's like, really? You can't? She already showed you who she was, right? Like she already showed you that that's within her capabilities, right? So I believe that if you're in a position right now to where maybe you're looking to find the right person, maybe you're looking to find the right business partner to take your business to the next level. Maybe you are just simply looking for somebody to be a BFF, right? Your best friend forever. If someone shows you who they are, believe them. That's what I'm saying. Just like with our, you know, kind of our quote unquote band manager, he showed us exactly who he was. He couldn't be trusted. Did a lot of like really, really kind of just odd things like leading up to when we ended up finally getting away from him. But it was like, we just didn't want to believe him because he would say the right things like, yeah, sorry, I got way too drunk. And I know guys like that doesn't happen to me very often. And then you give him the benefit of the doubt. And then he does the same thing again. It's like, I know I've kind of got a problem, but like, I'm over it. And it's like, okay, cool. Like you're going to make us famous though. Right. And we just kind of gloss over all that stuff because it's like, yeah, you're going to make us rock stars. We're going to be millionaires. Right. We're 21 years old and we got this thing figured out. I know that you're going to be able to help us become a millionaire. It's like, no, not really. Instead, what you're going to end up doing is stealing my stuff and then trying to get rid of it down by a dumpster in an alleyway. It's like so stinking weird. Like that whole situation was just mind blowing when I even think about it. It seems like it wasn't even real because it was just so weird. And so like, just to kind of wrap this up, like what I would encourage you to do is if you have those questions, how do I know if he's the right one? How do I know if she's the right one? Just believe them when they show you who they are. That's the biggest thing, right? Like I firmly believe that if someone is willing to give little lies, leading up to your marriage, they probably will continue lying to you. Right. And I know that it's hard to say that because I am such a big proponent of forgiveness and grace and, you know, kind of not like putting people into a box and thinking that they can never get out of it. But the reality is that a lot of people aren't listening to podcasts to try to change. They're not reading books that can help them. Most people will continue being set in their ways that they've been operating on for their entire life. I mean, it's very rare. Like, think about how many people you know that have truly transformed their life from maybe being a habitual liar to where they don't lie anymore, or to where they have been like a habitual cheater to where they don't cheat anymore. Like, it's actually very, very rare if you look at it. So if they're showing you these things, believe them. If they're telling you all this great stuff, but their actions are completely different, believe their actions. If you have a politician saying that I'm going to come in and I'm going to solve all these problems, but yet they've never done anything in their whole political career, believe them. I mean, even with Trump, right? Like, I think that most of us know who Trump is because we can look at his actions, right? Like, we know Trump is going to say a lot of stupid stuff. He's not going to be very politically correct, but he does at least have a track record of getting things done, right? Both in the business world, and he did some things politically. Now, maybe you agree or disagree with what he did, but it's like, we know who he is, so we can make a decision on it. We know what he's done in his business and everything else. It's been very, very public. Now, again, maybe you look at what he's done and you're like, that is not the dude for me. Perfect. Judge him on what he's done, right? Not on what he says. He says a lot of stupid stuff. Judge him on what he's done. Same thing with President Biden, right? Like, he's been in public eye for 40 years. Judge him on what he's done, not on what he says. Like, it's easy to come in and say, I'm going to stop the pandemic and I'm going to, you know, do all this and I'm going to get us to green. Like, it's easy to say all that stuff, but has he actually done anything? And maybe you're one of those people who thinks he's done great and will want to, you know, be his number one supporter in 2024. Fine. But again, when people show you who they are, whether it's a president, local politician, you know, a potential spouse, a potential business partner, just believe them when they show you. Again, not tell you, but when they show you. All right, everybody. I will see you all next week. If you haven't yet, you guys got to give me a little help here. Okay, you're at the end of the episode. If you've listened all the way through, that means there must be some value you're getting from this. So please go to iTunes, put a little 5-star rating there if it's worth 5 stars, and then leave a little review. Again, might be one sentence. Just go there, click the little 5-star, hit a review. Derek's podcast is great. Primal King podcast is awesome. Or I listen to it while I'm on the toilet. Like, it doesn't, literally doesn't matter what you say. It just matters that there's more reviews on there. That's going to help grow the show. Okay. I cannot explain to you how important this is. So if you're listening to this, it's free. Just go ahead, go in there, write a review, leave a 5-star rating, and the world will be just a better place for it. Right? All right. Everybody, have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to you next week.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.